always serving a fresh cup of daily inspiration, Deanna Hobbs.
Today's inspiration is to remind you that the enemy cannot take what's yours. He may scheme, form weapons, throw darts, attack you, and cause minor setbacks or temporary delays, but what he cannot do is permanently hinder you from receiving all you are destined to have. So be encouraged. You have an inheritance, and you will receive your portion guaranteed. Welcome to this your Tuesday, September 4th, 2018 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs. I am founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that distributes free resources worldwide to help you grow in your faith and become everything God has destined you to be. I bring you big smiles and warm greetings live from Empowering Everyday Women Ministry Studios right here in the city of Buffalo, New York. It is currently 71 degrees in the Queen City. I pray you enjoyed your Labor Day. I had a day off. My team had a day off, and we are refreshed, and I'm so excited to be back with you today sharing the great gospel of Jesus Christ. Every single podcast you hear is available for you as a free resource. Stream and download it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, your daily cup of inspiration.com, player.fm, on my YouTube channel under my name, Deanna Hobbs, DiannaHobbs. Click that red subscribe button, turn on those notifications, and every time a podcast is uploaded, you'll be among the first to know. Follow on social media via Twitter at Team Deanna Hobbs, Facebook at Deanna.Hobbs, and Instagram at I Am Deanna Hobbs. I'm ready to hear from the Lord. I pray you are too. Let's get started, but first, we'll begin with a prayer. God, thank you for another day. You did not have to wake us up this morning, but we are glad for another opportunity to sit at your feet and feast on your words. Thank you for the individual that you sent to press play. There's an awesome word for them. Help me to deliver it with clarity and the anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. I remember the first time my mother Annie told me she used to faint at the sight of raindrops on the window. I was a teenager when she told me about it, and we both giggled and laughed. My mom still gets really tickled when she talks about it because it makes no sense to her. At some point, it stopped happening, but when she was younger, sure enough, if there were raindrops on the window, out she'd go. Of course, I had heard about some people fainting at the sight of blood, but never at the sight of raindrops on a window. Interestingly, though, there's this medical term for what my mother went through, and it's called vasovagal syncope, and that occurs when you faint because your body overreacts to specific triggers like the sight of blood or extreme emotional distress, or I guess in my mother's case, the sight of raindrops. I think it's so fascinating how our body responds to certain triggers and sets off chain reactions, isn't it? Now think about this on a spiritual level. The enemy hopes to cause you such extreme emotional distress over what you see in the natural that it causes you to get weary and faint. He wants to trouble your mind and your emotions to the point that your strength literally gives out and you can't take it anymore. Your adversary wants to antagonize you to the degree that it sets off a negative chain reaction in you. But this morning, God sent me to tell you, don't faint. Press on. Psalm 27:13 says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When there's trouble on every side, know that you will see the goodness of the Lord, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. And while the enemy may seem to be winning the battle against you momentarily, he cannot take what's yours. He can't have your victory, your breakthrough, or the inheritance of blessings God has set aside for you. He will come after your stuff like a man named Ziba did in 2 Samuel 16:1-4. Ziba was the servant of Mephibosheth, and I've talked about Mephibosheth before. He was the son of Jonathan and the grandson of King Saul. When he was a little boy, he was dropped and he became lame in both feet. But after Mephibosheth's father and grandfather died, King David remembered a vow he made to show kindness to Saul's relatives. So in 2 Samuel 9, when he discovered Mephibosheth, we see David bestowing an amazing blessing upon the disabled grandson of Saul. All Mephibosheth's grandfather possessed was given to him, his full inheritance, and he was given the distinct honor of always being a guest at King David's table. The Bible tells us that Ziba, who had been a servant to Saul when he was alive, was now Mephibosheth's servant. He and his whole family worked for Mephibosheth, but he was not loyal. This is the kicker. In 2 Samuel 16, when David had to flee Jerusalem to get away from his own son Absalom, who was trying to kill him and violently overthrow him and take David's throne, Ziba came to David with provisions and gifts. And when David asked where was Mephibosheth, the man he had shown so much kindness to, Ziba sold Mephibosheth down the river and lied on him. He told David Mephibosheth was disloyal. He had stayed home in Jerusalem, rooting for David's downfall so Israel could restore his grandfather's kingdom to him. When Ziba told this lie, the messed up thing is David, who was human and fallible, believed this deception and gave away Mephibosheth's inheritance to Ziba. In 2 Samuel 16:4, David said to Ziba, "All that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours." And just like that, Mephibosheth was stripped. What a treacherous servant Ziba was, but it's not over. We learn in 2 Samuel 19, when David comes back to Jerusalem, he saw Mephibosheth and asked him personally, "Where were you? Why did you not come?" The Bible says Mephibosheth was unkempt. He hadn't cared for himself. He was unshaven. He hadn't washed his clothes from the day King David departed. And he told David, "My servant Ziba told me he would go instead of me because I was lame. But when he got there, he slandered me." King David changed his decision. Whereas before he completely stripped Mephibosheth, David restored a portion of the land to Mephibosheth and he commanded that he and Ziba divide the land. Friend, even though what Ziba did was treacherous, it did not work the way that he hoped it would. And similarly in your life, the enemy hopes that you will be destroyed. He hopes to slander your name. He hopes to overcome you. He hopes to vex you to the point where you'll give up. He hopes you'll go astray. He hopes you'll stop believing God. He hopes you'll be so downtrodden and discouraged that you can't get your faith back up. He hopes that you'll faint in the day of adversity. But God sees you. Unlike fallible King David, God is infallible. No accusation the enemy brings, no weapon the enemy forms, no plot the enemy sets in motion will work. God, who is sovereign, will see to it that the enemy cannot take what's yours. What God has destined for you, you will receive it. The devil's mad about it. He'll send all kinds of things against you. He'll come against your family. He'll come against your finances. He'll come against your health. He'll come against your emotional stability. He'll come against your ministry. He'll come against your marriage. He'll come against your business. He'll come against your job. He'll come against your faith. He'll come against everything he can. But if you remember that God is for you, you won't allow the enemy to upset you. You won't faint in the day of adversity because your faith will remain strong. You'll remind yourself that everything God has for me, it is for me. The devil can't have it. Adversity won't strip it. Struggles won't stop it. Nothing can hold me back. You might go through some temporary setbacks, and for a season, it might look like the enemy is winning, but no permanent damage will come to you. You will not be stripped. You will not be robbed. You will not be held down. You will not be held back because God has given you an inheritance, and he sent this word to let you know the enemy cannot have what belongs to you. You are destined to win. The favor of God is all over your life, and he has already given you a seat at the king's table. There are blessings for you. They are reserved for you. To remind you of this truth, I'm stirring 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 in the New International Version right into your cup of inspiration, which says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." As you drink down the contents of your cup, rejoice over the abundant blessings that belong to you. I know the enemy has assaulted you. He's attacked you. He's come at you hard, but God is on your side, and there's nothing the enemy can do to strip you of the great destiny God has ordained for you. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. They have been under attack. They have been going through warfare in their life, but I thank you for the inheritance that belongs to them and the abundant harvest of blessings that no one can take away because you have set it aside. We rejoice right now for a supernatural release of blessings, provision, and favor. It is done, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we help fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to www.deannahobbs.com.